we are indeed extremely concerned by the current situation in South Sudan, which has the potential to totally undermine the viability of the new nation of South Sudan. Our Peace and Security Council met to deliberate on the situation. The chairperson of the commission and the commissioner for peace and security are actively seized with the matter, and the AU is extending full support to the efforts initiated by IGAD, the regional organization. Our commissioner for peace and security took part in the visit undertaken by the IGAD delegation to Juba to interact with the South Sudanese authorities and other stakeholders, and to call for restraint, for cessation of hostilities, and for dialogue. We, of course, will continue our efforts in close consultation with IGAD and with the concerned international partners.
After the delegation and the peace and security official from the AU visited Juba to hold talks with these factions, what was the feedback, and is there hope of resolving this quickly, as this conflict has forced tens of thousands of people to flee?
Well, I think the talks were extremely useful for the IGAD delegation and the AU representatives and the UN representative who took also part in the mission to convey the concerns of the international community, to convey a message of restraint, a message of dialogue to all the South Sudanese stakeholders. And as you know, the South Sudanese authorities have indicated that they were ready to discuss unconditionally, which is a good step forward. We need, of course, to pursue those efforts and make sure that the efforts made do translate concretely into some tangible progress as a way of addressing the fate of the civilians who are caught in this very difficult situation.
Is there any cooperation between the African Union and the United Nations following this conflict, especially when so many people have sought refuge at the UN base in parts of the country in Sudan due to the conflict?
Well, we work very closely with the United Nations, of course, which, as you know, does have a mission on the ground. And we were very shocked at the killing of UN peacekeepers, which we condemned, and we believe that the UN mission on the ground has a key role to play in assisting in containing the current situation on the ground. We have also made repeated appeals for all stakeholders to create space for humanitarian assistance so that the humanitarian actors could assist the civilian population. But clearly, we have to coordinate our efforts closely with the United Nations, of course with IGAD, and with a number of other stakeholders, so that we can all push in the same direction and achieve the objectives we have set as quickly as possible.
What is the AU's message to the warring factions in South Sudan at the moment?
Well, the need for an inclusive dialogue based on respect for human rights, respect for the rule of law, respect for constitutional legality, a message to say that there is no other option than dialogue to end these political conflicts and prevent it from evolving into an all-out civil war, which will have far-reaching consequences for the people of South Sudan, for the region, and for the continent as a whole. This is a message which, together with IGAD, we are conveying to the parties, and for which, of course, we are seeking the support of all international actors concerned.